We are back with defenseman Gustav Olofsson. Gustav, thanks for your time today. The
Okay.
first question will go to Herb Zerkowski, the Montreal Gazette. Herb, you're up.
Sorry, Charles. I thought I had lowered my hand. I don't. I'm going to sit this one out for now. My apologies.
Okay, no problem. We'll go to Amy Johnson, the AHL Report. Amy, you're up.
Thanks, Charles. Good morning, Gustav.
Morning, Amy.
Just a question for you. Joel Bouchard had told us earlier this week that, particularly coming off those first two games of the season, that he really liked what he was seeing from the back end, from the defensive core, and so decided to keep even while rotating others in and out of the lineup and the forwards, wanted to keep the defense the same in this past game. So, having played all three games so far this season, what can you talk about how you feel the defense is coming together already against the Belleville Senators this year?
I think we have a lot of familiarity with our core from last year, even. And, we added in Schooneman there, and he's been great to play with. And then, it's been a long training camp for us. We had a lot of time to work together, and I think we're moving the puck really well those first two games. And then we got away from it a little bit as a group and tried to do a little bit too much. But, I mean, from a D-core standpoint, I think we have. The personnel and on paper it looks great, but we've really had good chemistry and had a lot of time to work together, and it's hopefully we keep that going.
What do you think are the keys to getting back to more of the defensive presence that you guys had in the first two games when you face off against Belleville for the fourth time tomorrow night?
We talked about as a group. I think it's been a lot of with our puck movement. I think the first two games were very solid. Moving the chains, from our D zone to the neutral zone and the O zone too, getting in on our forecheck. And I think we took a little bit too much time on the back end, and we, need to just stay simple and move the puck to the nearest guy and keep the chains moving like we did in the first two games. So I think it's just simplifying and sticking to that game plan versus trying to do too much.
And just one last question for you. The schedule is so different this year, and I know that you're all grateful just to even be playing hockey this season, but can you talk about whether there's an advantage? I mean, it's almost like a mini playoff series for you guys this month with four games against Belleville in a row and then four against Manitoba. Does that help you, change your strategy for a game because you get to learn your opponent from game to game and keep improving against the same team so often?
I think it's easier to, from game to game to keep the even video analysis lower, and we don't need to necessarily go through exactly what to do. You're kind of it's fresh in your mind from the previous games. But yeah, it's been nice, and even this whole month we're home, so it's you're always coming back to your own bed and coming back to the same situation. So I think that gives us an advantage for sure over some other teams that are coming here into our building. But yeah, no, it's kind of nice, like you said, a playoff series to focus on the same team for, now a week and a half and then move on to the next opponent. So I think that's a nice challenge. It allows teams to adjust to you as well. So it's almost a matter of who sticks to their game plan the best and who, stays true to their identity from game to game and doesn't try to play into the opponent.
Excellent. Thanks, Gustav.
Yep.
Merci, Amy. À titre de rappel pour les médias, je vous invite à lever la main de façon virtuelle si vous désirez poser une question à Gustav. As a reminder for the members of the media, please raise your hand virtually if you want to ask a question to Gustav.